Look, look. Let us look closely at this painting of Jordaens. First of all, take a general glance at this scene, depicting the calling of the Apostle Peter. By looking at the center of the composition, you'll quickly notice that the two main characters are literally standing in the spotlight. Jesus, the light of the world, is completely in the limelight, whereas Peter has only his bare chest accentuated. The main key to understanding Baroque art is to think of it as a theater play at a single location. The whole scene takes place at the Sea of Galilee, but we see real Flemish fishermen with their typical powerful heads. At one point in time, it's early morning, knowing that fishing is a night activity. And one single action. Follow the actors in their gestures, the open, inviting hands of Jesus and Peter's hands, which for the time being still hold on to his beautiful catch. The meeting has been arranged by Peter's brother Andreas, standing at the right. He is no longer wearing a fisherman's outfit and awaits the outcome of this encounter, one hand at the side, the other in front of his waist. The characters in the background are rather sketchy. They stand close together and hide the landscape, except for the lakeshore, with the fishing boat at the extreme left of the picture. It is not the effect of shadow and light, but it's the composition that creates visible depth here. The man kneeling on the left, and especially the seated figure on the right, drying a sock over a fire, are both placed in front in order to create depth in the composition. The seated man is the actor with whom the audience is invited to identify themselves. It helps that both are portrayed ad vivum, in plain English, from life. Look at him first, then, together with him, watch the Peter-Jesus duo through his eyes. Now, look at the Lord Jesus and his apostle, and draw an imaginary line between their gazes. For a clear understanding, we looked up the Bible text about the first face-to-face encounter between the two main characters. We found it in John chapter 1, verses 42 and 41. Andrew first found his brother Simon. He brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "So you are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas, which means Peter or rock." The part Jesus looked at him and said, "Don't you think that this is precisely the strength of this painting, the visual dialogue, looking at each other in the eye and being touched in the heart?" Imagine looking up at this painting hanging above the chimney in your own home. Then you would completely grasp what perspective the painter had intended. This painting illustrates that Jordaens also supplied large format paintings for well-to-do citizens. Jacques Jordaens painted this in 1616-1617, at the age of 23. He had joined the Guild of St. Luke as a master painter just a year before. You notice that he still struggles in his early compositions to break free from the traditional representation, in which heads are all at the same height. He has his characters lined up and does not show them in a perspective view.